We'll settle in for maybe a 20-minute sit. I'll give some instructions. Appreciating that this mind, this heart, does respond to intention. So we bring to mind the intention to direct the mind to the body that's sitting here, the reality of sitting. This body, these sensations being known. This seeing or knowing of the body sitting is a real refuge from the mind's inclination to worry or to plan or to wonder or think about this or that. So we're giving the attention something safe and simple to do. Just to know the experience of the body sitting, even if it's unpleasant. Take refuge in the knowing of the body sitting, including all the sensations now in this experience of sitting. This very simple and clear recognition that sitting is like this now. We begin to notice all the different wholesome qualities that begin to arise, like the sense of patience with the experience of sitting. Perhaps the sense of kindness, acceptance of how this experience is now. Physicality of sitting. And maybe there's this wholesome quality of interest. The mind is alert and actually interested in the experience of sitting. Hardness, softness. Just the way it is now, the body sitting. Collecting the attention, unifying the mind here. And if you like, more specifically, knowing the breath coming in, knowing the breath going out. In a sense, we're discovering how simple the mind can become through the act of paying attention to just the breath coming in and the breath going out and letting everything else happen in the periphery. Holding this question, how simple, how unified can the mind become through this simple process of paying attention to the body, or more specifically, the breath in the body, in a continuous way? Not judging, no need to control, simply knowing the breath or knowing the body in a continuous way. And as the mind becomes more simple, it also becomes more easeful. Fewer complications, just knowing the breath coming in, knowing the breath going out, or more generally just knowing the sensations of the body as they are, moment by moment. Cultivating a quiet, simple, unified mind. The mind, the attention is doing one thing, just knowing the experience of sitting or knowing the experience of the breath coming in and going out. And even if the mind has settled down, become more refined, more quiet, notice, however subtle, notice the struggle . Notice how the mind is not perfectly smooth, perfectly at ease. Even in these states of the mind being relatively calm and peaceful, there is this subtle experience of being oppressed. You might even notice that the sound of my voice is slightly oppressive, because when the mind hears the sound of my voice, it has to make the effort to understand the words. Has to comprehend. So like it or not, this sensitive mind is is constantly receiving sense impressions. Just notice how this mind is sensitive in these six ways. The mind is sensitive, notices the different tactile experience of the body. The body is sensitive to touch, to hardness, to temperature. Just noticing the physicality of touch. The constancy of this, of these sense impressions of touch. Never really ceasing. The same with hearing. Although it's relatively quiet, sound impressions making contact with the sensitivity, the inherent sensitivity of the ears, the mind that receives these sense impressions. So there's the touch and the hearing, and even with the eyes closed, visual experience arises. Images, light, comes and goes. So we're practicing noticing what it's like to be vulnerable or even exposed to these sensitivities. Sensitivity of touch, sensitivity of sound, sensitivity of sight, sensitivity of smell and taste. Even in this place of relative calm, quite literally, the mind is bombarded by sense impressions that come and go. Through the five physical senses, and noticing, however subtle it might be, that it's oppressive. In a very real way, however subtle, it's hard to bear. And of course, the same is true with the thinking mind. It's not quite correct to say that I'm thinking these thoughts, I'm having these memories, or planning or worrying. But when thoughts do arise due to causes and conditions, the mind can't help but be sensitive. It's impacted by the thoughts that get triggered, that come and go. So in the same way where the mind, the heart, is vulnerable, exposed to the different thoughts that come and go in the mind, they make an impact unavoidably. So we'll continue to sit for another 4 minutes or so And noticing these six sense gates, the five physical senses and thoughts, and noticing the heart's exposure to sense impingement, sense contact. So not judging it, but just notice what it's like to be sensitive in these six ways. Changing experience. And noticing what is the skillful way to relate to sense contact, this exposure,